talking head, I guess. You know, some people, they seem to think that if you live with an awareness of the fact that you can die at any moment, and that we eventually, sooner or later, definitely 100% will die, then some think you are a an escapist or a pessimist or you shouldn't think about such things. Just live. But what it is, or well, let's put it like this. Some people, when I speak about life after death and reincarnation and all of that, that, you know, we will definitely die, maybe next moment or in a few years. And then about afterlife, and that you know, they may think that this guy is just meddling with afterlife and the beyond, and it's just too much up there, and you should be more present in your body and in this world and live here and enjoy life here and don't worry. But the thing is that we do worry here. And if our life is only going on here, and that's all we see and care about, then we should worry, because, you know, obviously, because it can be gone any moment. And not only that, but there are so many troubles and problems that can hit us. And I know now I sound pessimistic, because, you know, you might prefer thinking about all the good things that can happen. But nevertheless, I think that to many people there is this gnawing, how do you say it, down there in there, in the depth of their minds, there is this anxiety or worry, or, you know, that survival instinct. And those who are spiritually inclined learn about the eternal world beyond this that we actually belong to, they may even deride this world and kind of just be sloppy about life here and not care so much, and yeah, be a bit aloof. And then you may say that, you know, look at that person, he's gone. But that's not also not needed. I'm just talking now, just to get the point across. I have to word it differently. My point here is that, at least for myself, and I'm now aging, and I know I can be gone any day, hopefully having a couple of decades more or something, but time goes fast. So no illusions here. But the thing is that when you know that this is not real life. And I know some people, they become upset when you say that. What? Not real life. It isn't. It's a temporary visit here, a temporary ride in this body, in this world. And when you see that and you move over, and that's the point, you shift over your focus, your existential, ground or platform or basis on where you are and what you are and what's going on in life and the big, big picture, then when you learn that our lives, me as a person, as this person who's sitting here and feeling and experiencing and living, my life is eternal. I always live. And it is happy, blissful, beautiful. And everything and anything that diverts from that is not normal. When you have that insight, or at least that understanding, then it's not that you want to disappear from this world, or whatever, or that you become negative about this life. Because that's what life is going on here or there. And it's still your life, you're alive. But you know that ultimately, your life, my life, is gonna be great. It's just wonderful, it's just nice, it's just beautiful and happy. And that gives a peace and a stability down there, deep down there in the mind, rather than the opposite, when people walk around and they think that ultimately everything is death, everything is not existing, and I'm just gone or whatever. And I've heard people speak like that, that the ultimate truth and reality that we are trying to avoid is just chaos and destruction and ultimately nothingness. That's hell.